In 2017, Syracuse Jewish Family Service invited WRVO to help celebrate its 125th anniversary by recording the stories and significant lifetime experiences of Central New Yorkers. The resulting project is Story Sharing CNY, a collection of discussions between family and friends presented in their own words. Now we're sharing these stories with you. In this edition of Story Sharing CNY, Mary Benjamin talks with her great-granddaughter, Jaquisha Whitaker, about growing up in rural Georgia, being forced into marriage and motherhood at a young age, and how her faith has helped her find joy in life.
So how did you meet your husband?
I met him. He was a young man playing with my brother. So he come in and started being with my brother, but I didn't understand what was going on.
Was you still playing with your toys that you made at that age?
Yeah, I was around 12, and he come there because he wanted my attention. So he kept hanging around till he pregnant me.
So you was raped?
Yeah, because I didn't know what was going on in a way.
Right.
12 years old, nobody told me nothing. I didn't know what was going on.
So after you became pregnant, you was forced into marriage to cover up his mistakes.
Yeah, what happened was his aunt found it out. She let him know he was not going to get away with what he did because I wasn't 12 years old. So she insisted he marry me. So he did. Took me to a lawyer and married. The lawyer married us.
How did he treat you?
He just did what he did. Then he had to marry me. And then he still went with other women. He had a child. And he just, I guess what you would call, used me. And the Lord blessed her. I lived with him 47 years.
So you came up to Syracuse and you immediately got it started working?
Yeah. I was upstairs and the man downstairs, daughter, had a baby and she needed somebody to babysit. So I started babysitting. And I moved from then to social services. I never had my own daycare in my home.
How did you start preaching?
Oh, I got saved when I was 20 years old. So I started the church. And it's a pleasure because, like I tell them, we don't know when we're going to leave here. There is people having accidents. There's people getting shot. We never know when we're going to leave this world. And we know we're going somewhere. Prepare for the good place. When I got saved, I just read my Bible, and it brought a lot of joy in my life. It was life.
Mary Benjamin and Jaquisha Whitaker. This discussion was produced by WRVO with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories in order to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. More at StoryCorps.org.